Tonight is the night, WoWoLand. It's Christmas on Broadway. The man behind all the magic, Mr. Christmas himself, Steve Shine, joining us live right now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Kayla, and I'm happy to report I'm here on the Broadway Plaza as we speak. And just before it got light, our electrician, Mark Mongold, tested the series of patterns that the tree will be displaying, tested the full-blown lights on the tree, and everything is good to go.
Everything is A-OK. I love it, Steve. Tell me, what is the whole timeline of the evening? What does it entail?
Well, first of all, for your listeners, a traffic note that Broadway, from where Zesto is located at Broadway and Creighton, to just south of the Shine and Harden building, will be closed from 5 p.m. until about 7:30 p.m. That will allow people to get on the street and line the parade route, to which the parade starts at about 5:35, coming south on Broadway to the Broadway Plaza. And then at just a moment or two after 6 o'clock, during the ABC 21 Evening News with Brian McElhattan, the tree will be lit, and the fireworks, as always, underwritten by our friends Michael Franke and Richard Franke and the Franke family of the Fort Wayne Comets, the fireworks will be set off contemporaneously with the tree lighting just a couple moments after 6. For the kids, of course, in addition to that, Santa and Mrs. Claus will have a tent right outside of the Shine and Harden building, and we expect hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of children, in addition to the thousands who are going to be on the plaza. Santa's reindeer, a live reindeer, will be here.
Oh, fun!
And we'll also have a train ride for the children on the parking lot just to the east of our building. Couple that with eggnog and hot chocolate and dairy treats from Prairie Farms Dairy. It's going to be a very, very fun evening.
Steve, why do you do this every year?
Well, Kayla, let me tell you that my law partner, Tom Harden, and I started it back in 2005. And it was a very small crowd then. It was just like 150 people. It's grown to over 4,000 people. But the reason we started it was to celebrate the neighborhoods. And there are 7 neighborhood associations that are contiguous to the Broadway corridor. We wanted to give those folks who may not be as fortunate as you and I are and others in your listening audience to have the opportunity to celebrate Christmas on a grander scale. The event became so popular, it became a community-wide event, and hence that's why it has grown. But the intent is to celebrate the neighborhoods that are alongside Broadway. And Broadway is really the fastest rising corridor in the city of Fort Wayne. As you know, with the Electric Works, which is the largest community development project in the history of Fort Wayne, some $300 million plus, Broadway is really becoming rejuvenated.
It is, and it's such a great, just, you know, family-friendly event for folks looking out and they looking out for something to do. They want to get out of the house, do something with the kiddos. This is definitely the event. All the festivities getting underway at 5:30. The tree lighting promptly there around 6 o'clock. Steve, really quick, because this is the number one question we always get from people. Where should they park tonight?
Well, and I've got one thing after that, too, because I want to thank our sponsors. But I would suggest that people start gathering on the Broadway Plaza around 5 o'clock or a little thereafter. Now, while Broadway will be closed, there are numerous side streets all along Broadway. There's Home Avenue, there's Packard, there's Wildwood, there's Grace, there's Scott, there's Hustis, there's Park Avenue, there's Maple. Park along those sides of the street. There's plenty of parking on the side streets, and that is the best advice because Broadway will be closed. I also want to thank our sponsors, our great friends at Lake City Bank, Trinity English Lutheran Church, Prairie Farms Dairy, IU Health, and our good friend Brian Bauer, Chuck and Lisa Surak with Sweetwater, and of course, as I indicated, the Franke family and the Fort Wayne Comets. And of course, this year, in addition to ABC 21 being one of our media sponsors, we welcome the greatest group of radio stations in the Fort Wayne market, and that, of course, is WoWo and all of the Federated Media Stations.
That's what we like to hear, Steve. Well, I definitely look forward to seeing you tonight. This event has definitely become a staple of Christmas tradition. in my family, in my home. I look forward to it every year. So I will see you soon, Mr. Christmas.
See you tonight. Thanks, Kayla.
That is Steve Shine, Mr. Christmas himself, joining us live here on WoWo. And also, of course, tonight at Christmas on Broadway, we are launching our 74th annual WoWo Penny Pitch campaign. I cannot believe it. 74 years in. This year, our recipient, Gigi's Playhouse, a Down Syndrome Achievement Center right here in Fort Wayne. We will be out there with volunteers from Gigi's Playhouse, along with the entire WoWo staff, with our bright red buckets, receiving your donations for Gigi's Playhouse. If you can't make it on out, here's a couple of things you can do. You can text the word penny to 46862 and donate that way. Or you can hop online and donate at wowo.com. Plus, of course, you can listen to the Pat Miller program. He's going to do his whole show live right there from Broadway Plaza from 3 to 6. And if you can't tune in to WoWo, you can check out all the action on TV on ABC 21. So a lot going down as we kick off the holiday season.
Podcasts by Federated Media.